Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Hi and welcome to another episode of the Get Hired Podcast. Dito sa podcast nito, we talk about the tips on how you can get hired and land your dream job. But for this particular episode, it's going to be special kasi panahon na ng Christmas bonus ngayon. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Nakuha mo na ba ang 13th month pay mo? May bonus ka na ba this year? Now, even before makuha mo siya, kung hindi pa siya dumarating, this is the perfect time for us to talk about how you can spend it wisely. And again, kahit na this podcast is targeted sa mga people who are just looking for a job pa lang, I know that some of you are looking for a change in career, kaya yung iba may mga bonuses pa rin at may mga 13th month pay pa rin. Or if you're a student at meron kang matatanggap na pamasko ngayon, yung ituturo ko sa inyo na way of budgeting yung mga windfalls or bonuses like that ay hopefully makatulong sa inyo. This is how I handle din kapag may mga finances na pumapasok, yung mga biglaan, hindi expected, bonuses, at yung 13th month pay ko nung ako ay nagtatrabaho pa lang. Ang una kasing idea here is that if papasok yung dagdag na pera na ito, we look at that as, again, bonus, as something na pwede nating ubusin or pwede nating gamitin to splurge on the things that we just want or like. But what we forget sometimes is that this is the perfect opportunity to start the next year. Right. So let's start with something simple. In order for you to build something, dapat matibay yung foundation niya. And a lot of times when you have a foundation, naghuhukay talaga. I know some of you meron sigurong utang or meron tayong mga favors na hiningi sa ibang tao nung naghahanda pa tayo to get a job. Merong mga people that we owe money from. May mga tao na nag-invest sa atin. And having that bonus, yung 13th month pay mo, is actually the perfect time for you to pay them back. Pay them back, hindi lang dun sa actual na amount ng utang mo, pero pay the people back din na nag-invest sa'yo by buying them gifts. It doesn't have to be expensive naman. Kahit a little note attached to something meaningful sa inyo, like a pen or a planner or anything of that sort, would mean a lot. Kasi, again, these are the people who invested in you. These are the people na may literal na utang ka or sa Filipino context, utang na loob. So again, bayaran muna natin yung mga kailangan bayaran. That's the thing din eh about the Christmas bonus or the 13th month pay. Dahil nasa batas yan and expected na may matatanggap kayo ngayong Pasko, yung mga pinagkakautangan din natin, syempre ini-expect nila na meron kang pera kahit papaano. And this is the perfect time for you to pay them back. Mahirap mag-deny na meron kang pera kung may utang ka, diba? Kasi alam ng lahat na again, mandated by law yan, meron kang something ngayon na pwede mo ipambayad. Kung hindi naman kaya ibigay yung buong 13th month pay, dahil again, marami naman tayong ibang bayarin, kahit as a show of good faith, magbigay ka lang ng part ng utang mo. Kung 10,000 yan, kahit 2,000 or 3,000, okay na yun to start para alam nung pinagkakautangan mo na you're serious about paying them back. Again, mas masarap magpasko, mas masarap mag-start ng bagong taon na wala kang utang. It's one thing less to worry about. Okay? So yan muna. Again, kung may utang, bayaran. And now, papasok na tayo doon sa anong gagawin kung may natitira pa. Okay? Or kung kagaya ko, wala ka namang utang, anong pwede mong gawin? Ito yung tatlong parts ng budget ko nung nagtatrabaho pa ako. The first bucket, and I think of it as that eh, para silang buckets na lalagyan ko ng pera. Ang first bucket ko is my investment bucket. Now, yung investment bucket, dito na papasok yung options ninyo, whether you want to maybe start investing in stocks. If you want to invest and start a small business of your own, maybe a side hustle, like siguro design business, photography business. If may gusto kang i-buy and sell din, that is where you put your money dun sa bucket na yon. Okay? Another way that you can rethink investment is that you can consider investing in yourself. Ibig sabihin nun, invest in learning new skills, enroll in classes. Enroll in language classes and skills classes. Mag-invest ka sa gamit na pwede mong gamitin to turn your hobby into a lucrative na side hustle and eventually maybe your full-time job. Dito na papasok yung kung gusto mo maging content creator, bili ka ng camera, okay? Or bili ka ng kahit microphone lang muna to start with. Sa case ko, honestly, kaya sa Team Laika dahil irregular nga rin ang pasok ng pera ever since, lalo na nung I started. Pag nakita ko na, okay, may onting surplus for that year, I take part of that and I buy new equipment. For example, itong microphone na ito, this is considered as an investment for me dahil, again, it helps me create content like this podcast episode right here. And of course, yung isa pa nating podcast that I keep, which is yung Trying Hard with Laika podcast. It is also the same microphone that I use for webinars and online meetings, lalo na kung kailangan na high definition yung audio and video quality. So again, it's part of my bonus, but nilagay ko siya sa bucket for investment and I spent it doon sa ganong klaseng bagay. Okay? So that's one thing to think about. Now the second bucket na pwede niyong ilagay, and again, this is after you've paid your utang ha, is yung iyong savings bucket. Now ano ba pinagkaiba ng savings tsaka investment? A lot of people think na pareho sila. Pero para sa akin, and para rin sa maraming tao, ang savings at investment ay magkaiba kasi yung savings, ito yung money that you keep para kung may bigla ang gastos ka in the future, pwede mong kunin. So it's really something that you set aside for future na gastos. Ang investment, if anything, medyo long-term siya. Kung investment yan sa stocks, if you want to start playing around with that, this is money that you wouldn't need kung bigla ang may pangangailangan ka. Yun yung isa sa mga malaking pagkakaiba nila. So, ibig sabihin, kung meron akong 10,000 na investment, this is money na maybe I can afford to lose. Pero yung savings, it gives you security para kung bigla ang may pangangailangan ka, pwede kang kumuha doon. Now, again, portion of your 13th month pay or your bonus should go into savings. The bigger, the better, of course. Lalo na kung hindi ka pa sure kung saan mo i-invest yung pera mo. Again, dun na pumapasok yung savings. Iba pa rin ang savings sa emergency fund, ha? Pero that's another discussion for another time. Dun muna tayo dun sa dalawang yon. So again, you have your investment and you have your savings. Okay? Now, before we move on dun sa iba ko pang tips for you on how you can spend your 13th month pay wisely, I just want to introduce this podcast to you. Jason Law has his own new podcast called the Unique Life Podcast. It's spelled na YOUNIQUE, ha? And that is where he shares yung kanyang mga tips din, mga lessons, and ibang perspective in life. So go and check it out. Again, from Podcast Network Asia and Jason Law, you have the Unique Life. Okay? And back to our discussion for today. Meron pa natitirang bucket. And I think ito yung favorite ng lahat, which is yung reward bucket. Okay? Now, hindi lang naman enough na you think of just investments and savings. It's also very important that you reward yourself, lalo na kung nagsipag ka talaga at nagtrabaho ka ng husto itong taon na ito. Now, whether pagod na pagod ka o hindi, whether maliit o malaking sweldo, honestly, malaking bagay to keep part of it. Buy something that you enjoy, ideally something that would last you longer, para meron kang something tangible na proof of your hard work, tapos yun yung pwede mong gamitin na maging motivation mo for the rest of the year next year. And for you then to think about kapag medyo discouraged or demotivated tayo sa trabaho. This is actually something that I learned from one of my titas, no, si Tita Ote. Kasi lagi yung sinasabi na when she was still working dun sa isang company before, ginagamit niya yung kanyang mga bonuses to buy jewelry. And as a kid, lagi ko inisip, jewelry, eh hindi kasi ako mahilig sa alahas. So sabi ko, aanin ko kaya yun. Pero one thing that she told us is that having yung mga pieces na yun ng jewelry, like maybe kahit a simple pair of diamond earrings, or a ring, or a bracelet, reminds her of how hard she used to work. Meron kang memoirs, meron kang maliliit na pieces ng bagay na pag sinusuot mo siya, naaalala mo na, oh wow, yeah, bonus ko to. Dito napunta yung part ng pinaghirapan ko. And I guess jewelry is also a good way to think about things. Of course, gold does increase in value, pero more than yung monetary na value niya, ang talagang nagma-matter here is yung sentimentality, yung nostalgia, yung attached na feeling ng fulfillment. Because you have something in your hands that you can say is a reward for yourself. This is the part na sabihin ko sa inyo na ang gadgets. I don't really consider that as a smart reward for yourself. Kasi next year na may bago na namang iPhone, may bago na namang phone na lalabas, may bago na namang laptop na lalabas, babagal din yung device na yan. So wala na masyado nung idea na may long term na mapanghahawakan ako kung ang reward ko is technology. So again, think of something that you can use to reward yourself. Hindi ko naman sinasabi na kailangan jewelry talaga or something really expensive. Think about it nga in terms of percentages. Dito ako naninisa segue yung aking advice. Kasi I keep talking about buckets. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng buckets? So sa Filipino, ano yun? Parang timba, di ba? But the idea is that each bucket, if you can divide your 13th month pay or your bonus sa buckets na yon, I suggest that you divide using percentages. Okay? So hindi value yung titinan mo pero yung percentages. For example, kung ang priority ko dun sa tatlo is reward, ibig sabihin siya yung makakatanggap ng pinakamataas na percentage. Kung savings naman, siya yung pinakamataas na percentage. Kung investment, siya rin yung pinakamataas. Pero ito yung suggestion ko. Okay? And this is how I do things. Sa akin talaga, ang pinakamalaking part ng bucket ko is yung investment. Okay? Now, bakit investment? Kasi single ako. Okay? Wala akong pamilya na ibig sabihin, wala akong anak, wala akong dependents, no? So, pwede pa ako na mag-invest ng sa mga mas riskier na markets, mag-invest sa mas riskier din na side hustles. Sa case ko, content creation, di ba? Na hindi ko pa ganun kailangan ng masyadong malaking savings kasi nga bata pa ako. Pero kung nasa siguro mid-30s, 40s, or 50s ka na, I would suggest na ang pinakamalaking chunk ng inyong bucket would go to yung inyong savings. Kasi nga, again, hindi na pwede na masyadong risky tayo kasi medyo nearing na tayo dun sa retirement. So, sa akin, ang percentage ko usually is 50-30-20. Okay? Ano ibig sabihin nun? 50% goes to investment, 30% goes to my savings, and yung 20% goes into yung aking reward for myself. Now, a bit of a disclaimer, kasi Christian ako, of course, 10% goes to my tithes, no? A little more than for offering. Pero yung kasing 10% na yun, kinukuha ko yun sa kabuuan nung natanggap ko na pera. So, yung sinasabi ko na buckets na to is after taking yung tithes ko out, ha? So, dun sa natitira, which is technically just 90% na lang na pera ko, yun yung hinahati ko into that percentage. Again, I do 50% for investments, 30% for my savings, and then 20% for the reward. Now, bakit ganun yung percentage sa akin? Siguro kasi hindi naman din ganun kalaki yung aking sweldo or bonus or the money that I earn. Siguro kung nasa 6 digits yan or nasa, lalo na kung 7 digits, of course, hindi na mangyayaring 20% yung reward ko sa sarili ko, masyado nang mataas yun. But dahil hindi naman tayo maabot sa ganung klaseng pera, 20% is a good na percentage for reward. Ano yung mga binibili ko to reward myself? Sa case ko, dahil hindi ako mahilig nga sa jewelry, I invest then or I splurge or I reward myself using designer toys. For example, I collect Bear Bricks and Tech 63 by Quicks. Mga toys lang, minsan Funko Pops, na I enjoy looking at. It just doubles as an investment. Yun yung next na advice ko sa inyo. If these things can intersect or overlap, mas maganda. If you can use rewards or look at things as rewards when in fact they could also be considered as investments, bakit naman hindi? Sa case ko kasi, again, with designer toys, ganun yun eh. Tumataas kasi yung value niya over time. So, yung nireward ko sa sarili ko na sabihin natin, okay, worth siya ng 5,000 right now, at pwede siyang tumaas to astronomical figures. Let me give you an example, no? There's this Funko Pop that I bought way before that only cost me 300 pesos. 300 pesos lang siya kasi hindi siya masyadong in-demand dito sa Pilipinas. Pero right now, looking at the internet, ang worth na nung 300 peso na toy na yon that I used to reward myself is nasa 2,000 pesos na siya. So of course, expected pa yan na pwedeng tumaas pa yan. Pero again, hindi na lang siya basta reward, investment na rin siya. Sa iyong savings, you can think of it that way then. If you invest in VULs, or I'm not endorsing anything right now, ha? Or if you invest in mga mutual funds na meron ng kasamang benefits, di ba? Hindi na lang siya basta savings, hindi na lang siya basta investment, pwede na siya for both. Investment na siya, savings pa siya. So again, think of those then. Like, ano ba yung smart way para itong pera na to, hindi na siya one yung purpose niya para sa akin. Okay? But at the end of the day, again, use this as an opportunity to build something. So, hindi lang siya yung once a year na inuubos, once a year lang na buhay mayaman ka for a few weeks, tas guilty din after. Use this opportunity to do something na hindi mo kayang gawin dun sa first 11 months of the year. Okay? So, go and buy something meaningful. And that is my advice para sa inyo about your 13th month pay and your Christmas bonus. Again, advice ko lang yan. Feel free to have your own decisions naman in life. Pero sa akin kasi, that has proven to be helpful. And one thing that I will leave you with as we end this podcast episode is this. In the Bible, there's this parable na sinabi ni Jesus about yung shrewd manager. And in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, it says there, "Whoever is faithful with very little will also be faithful with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." That may seem like a cliche, di ba? Lagi na naririnig natin yan. Pero ang masasabi ko would be, I'm happy that I had these safeguards, itong percentage idea na to, itong buckets na ito, in place before I started earning real money. Yung discipline of taking yung 10% first and setting it aside, tapos whatever I was left with, ganun yung hati, 50% for investments, 30% savings, tsaka 20% sa rewards sa sarili. Ganyan na ako mag-isip before. Ganyan na ako mag-isip when I was in grade school, in high school, college, and throughout yung aking career as a yuppie. And because sanay na ako na ganun, sanay na ako na dinedeprive yung sarili ko of things na temporary lang, yung maibibigay sa akin na happiness or satisfaction, I brought that with me now that God has kahit papaano entrusted me with more. And because nandun siya sa akin and nandun yung hindi ako naiingit when I see other people having certain things or having certain gadgets, hindi ako naiingit if yung phone ko hindi siya yung pinaka bagong model or hindi ako nakasuot ng mga branded designer clothes. That really helped me when it comes to looking at things financially. And yun ang din na nakatulong sa akin para sabihin ko na hanggang ngayon, wala akong utang. Wala akong utang sa kahit kanino. And honestly, ang sarap ng feeling. I can't imagine kung paano ko makakatulog kung sakasakaling may utang din ako sa ibang tao. So yun din yung gusto ko for you. Again, medyo odd episode kasi Get Hired Podcast, we're talking about money. But if this is something that interests you, let me know sa ating Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, so www.facebook.com/GetHiredByTeamLyka. So that is /GetHiredByTeamLyka. Let us know if may mga suggestions na kayo sa iba pang topics or if you want to make yung financial freedom and financial management a thing din sa podcast na ito. Ayaw naman natin that you just land your dream job and then ubusin din kung ano yung kinikita ninyo, I want you to start investing in your future then. Upskilling, like maybe venturing out into a new business, having multiple streams of income. That has always been the move. So let me know if you're interested sa mga ganong klaseng content. We can pull some of my friends then into the show who know more about this than I do. And yun yung pwede natin maging discussion in the future. We have more podcast episodes coming up, answering different job interview questions. Next time, we're going to talk about how to deal with different people, which is one of the most common din interview questions dito sa Pilipinas. At pag-usapan natin yan next time. So don't forget to follow this podcast. If you're listening to Spotify, Apple Music, or anywhere else, follow this podcast. If you could write a review, I would really appreciate that too. And if you want to tag me then, if you learned something, or if may mga i-request kayo, tag me on my social media accounts. You can find me sa Laika Maravilla. Okay, LYQA Maravilla on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else. All right? Yan muna for now. And if you're listening to this at the time that this is airing first, advanced Merry Christmas to all of you guys and Happy New Year. May 2021 be better than 2020. Please, please, please follow this again, this podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi everyone, Andy here from True Logic. I hope you're enjoying this episode right now. And if you're interested in digital and everything that goes on online that can help you with your businesses or digital careers, have a listen to our podcast too. True Logic DX, the podcast edition, is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Powered by Podmachine. Check us out after.